SEPTA has almost completed upgrades to allow credit and debit cards to be used on all of its routes, with the most recent additions coming on regional rail. WHYY's Tom McDonald has details.
SEPTA General Manager Scott Sauer said the turnstiles along the regional rail routes can now accept everything from your Apple Watch to traditional credit cards with the e-fare upgrade.
When the occasional rider taps their contactless instrument, they're going to be charged the daily base fare for that ride. And it also depends on how far they're traveling. Remember, regional rail is different than transit. The fare structure is based on how far you travel.
That means you also have to swipe or tap out when you reach your destination so the transit agency can calculate your fare correctly. The transit agency's Tom Kelly is Senior Director of Financial Operations. He says the program has a lot of benefits.
No need to understand the SEPTA fare system. Simply tap your card, phone, or wearable device and be assured you are receiving the lowest price available for the trip. Likewise, no need for any advance purchase or registration.
The contactless payment won't work on trips to Trenton since they don't have the outgoing turnstiles installed yet. Tom McDonald, WHYY News.
And on the subject of transit, PATCO opened its newest station yesterday, located at Franklin Square near the base of the Benjamin Franklin Bridge, right over here on the Philly side. Commuter Abby Douglas spoke with WHYY's Billy Penn Thursday afternoon.
It's a lot closer, so it's a shorter walk, which is really great. And for me at this point, just having a couple minutes, back in my commute means I get to my son sooner and back to my personal life. So,
if you were commuting this morning, you might have had to dodge a few raindrops, but the storm system has moved out of the region at this hour. 67 degrees in Philly, another mild day, 51 overnight. This weekend, however, we kick off a colder stretch of weather. Cloudy again Saturday. Higher humidity should keep it from feeling too chilly. High 55 on Saturday. Sunday, cloudy with a good chance of showers. High 58. And then early next week, looking at highs in the upper 40s.